question too much. Just, it's going to be a yes or no. So I want you to raise your hands, which I can't see, but that's okay. I want you to raise your hand if you like to do dot-to-dots when you were a kid. Okay? All right. And now I want you to raise your hands if you didn't like to do dot-to-dots when you were a kid. Okay, that's me. I think dot-to-dots were really dumb. And until I got to be an adult. And when I started hiking around McCall, you know, you'd hike here and there, and I quickly realized that one of the things that I wanted to do was connect the dots. And so it was one of these, it was this idea that prompted me to invite my hiking group to connect the dots from Seven Devils to Rapid River and then up the backside of Pollock. And so in October, a couple years ago, we left from Windy Saddle and hiked the 4,500 feet or so down to Potter's Flat, which is just a little bit above the second bridge on Rapid River. And that was our first campsite. And we were setting up camp, and there was bear poop everywhere. And I looked back on Strava, and my Strava says Bear Poop Alley from that hike. And so that was concerning, but and especially since we had never seen a lot of bear poop there before, and we've been there a lot. So we set up our camp, and I put my bear spray right in the little tent pocket by my head and felt really great about that, and went to sleep and woke up the next morning. No problems with bears, all was well. So we packed up and continued up the Rapid River drainage, crossed that creek, and stopped and really filled our packs with water because it was October, and we weren't sure if there was going to be a lot of the seasonal creeks would be dried up. So we loaded up with water, and we hiked up the back of Pollock, and about 5 or 6 miles in, the trail disappeared, not on the map, on our app thing, of course, but in real life. And you know how it is. Pick up sticks, trees everywhere, bushes, the whole thing. And it was really steep, our packs were heavy, we're climbing along. And after a couple hours, we came out to where it was trying to clear up a little bit, and we're walking along, and we were talking about how great it was to be there with each other. And not mad about it, because the last couple hours really had sucked. And we were still having a good time, we hadn't hurt ourselves, we were doing good. And I said, you know, it's so interesting, because hiking with you, as in my friend group, is so fun. And if my husband had taken me out here and we were doing this, it would not be as fun. And I would be saying a lot of shit! I was coughing. My friend Jess Curry was right behind me, and she was coughing. And a little bit behind me was Kim Meske, and she was coughing. And I had sprayed myself with bear spray. It was really unfortunate. And so I couldn't see, and it was really painful. And I said to Jess, I was like, Jess, you have to wash out my eyes. I can't see. And she's like, okay, okay. So I lay down on the ground, and she's washing my eyes, and my other friend Michelle Opa is up ahead. And I hear her yelling down, don't use too much water! And I'm like, my eyes! Anyway, so Jess finishes washing out my eyes, and we keep going, and we're looking for our campsite, and I realize, wow, man, I'm really, ooh, my stomach and my thighs are burning. Oh, wow, that's really uncomfortable. And so we get to the camp, and I'm like, I have saturated my clothes with bear spray, and it's now just on me. And so I get off into my sleep clothes and take off my hiking clothes, and we're eating dinner, and the song is on loop in my head. My thighs are on fire! Anyway, so I got a baby wipe from Michelle, and I wipe it off, and FYI, it does not help, so don't even bother. And had a really uncomfortable night in my tent. It was really awful. Lots of burning, and I checked to see if I was blistering, and I didn't see anything. You know, your mind runs at 2 in the morning, and you make plans that are maybe a little irrational. So I thought, this is fine. I'm going to be fine. Because I know, as a nurse, that this is greater than 10% of my total body surface area. So that means I'm eligible for the burn center in Salt Lake. Which is great. So then I can get up to the top of Pollock, which is now maybe a couple miles, and I'll have cell phone reception. I'll call the helicopter and they'll come get me because there's a helipad up there by the lookout. They'll take me to Salt Lake. Bonus, my son lives in Salt Lake. So I'll have someone to visit me. Woohoo! Anyway, so that's not what happened because I was fine and was able to hike out to Pollock and then to Lick Creek. there's a Lick Creek lookout down from Pollock, which doesn't make sense, but anyway, so we hike out and end up at Round Valley and went home. Bear spray lasts on your skin and causes you discomfort for about 48 hours, just so you know. And identity crisis, it's just kind of interesting how a lot of times we think that identity crisis is a huge, big thing. And, but I think what gets me more is the little things that you think are protective, that you hold close to you, like friendships or habits or hobbies or relationships with family or jobs or whatever. And you hold it in a place that maybe the priority of the place that you put it isn't the right place. Or maybe you need to check on it and see, did a little stick go under the safety on my bear spray that was in the holster? And that has left it open for another stick to go under and activate that and spray you. And so just thinking about, as we're connecting the dots in our life from beginning to end, the fun part is in the middle. And there's so many wonderful things to see in that middle as we connect those dots. But if I'm not paying attention, oh boy. If I'm not paying attention to the little things in my life and they're misplaced or I'm not monitoring them or whatever, it can turn something that's supposed to be protective into something that's really painful. And I just really hope that I can do that as I mature and hold those things in a place that can be helpful and not hurtful. So. Oh, yeah.